joined right now by a safety for the Green Bay Packers, coming off a game where he had 5 tackles in that win over Dallas. For the season, 28 tackles and an INT, one of 4 safeties to register at least 3 interceptions, 3 forced fumbles, and 3 fumble recoveries the previous 3 seasons. Played his college ball at Penn State. He was the 142nd pick overall in 2015. Green Bay's 4-1, and they're in first in the NFC North. Got a big one on Monday night. They host Detroit. Adrian Amos is my guest. Adrian, good to have you on. How are you?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good, good. Yeah, it's good to have you on. Listen, I know you've already shifted to focusing on Detroit, but if you could, can you take me back to last week for a moment? The team was coming off that tough loss against Philadelphia, getting ready for a trip to Dallas. What was the mood and the mindset among the players going into that game?
Just rebound on to the next week. Get into Dallas and stop that run game. We did it for the most part for 3 quarters. Was great on defense, and then we let them creep back in at the end of the game. But we finished strong, and that's the big thing. Win the game.
You finished strong, and you started strong. You jumped on them and went out to a 31-3 lead. Did that feel more like the Packer football and the Packer defense that you had been expecting?
Oh yeah, for sure. We've been playing great for the majority of the season. We have a couple mistakes here and there, but for the most part, we've been getting after the ball. We've been getting after quarterbacks. We've been getting after it in coverage. So when we're playing great defense, that's the brand of ball that we focusing on.
Adrian Amos is joining us. From the outside, it seems like that defense feeds off one another. Like, what's it like being in the secondary when you've got Preston Smith and Za'Darius Smith getting after the quarterback the way they have been?
Oh, it's great. When you can have that rush and then the back end, working together. We causing coverage sacks, and they getting after the quarterback and making them throw, passes that they don't intend to make, making them rush them throws or loft one up, for us to, have one of those easy interceptions.
Hey, you're one of a number of new faces on that defense this year, but it seems like guys have gotten on the same page pretty quickly. A few weeks into the season, how would you describe the identity of this defense, and then how high is the ceiling for this group?
Oh, I feel like we're getting better every day. As you said, we're growing, learning each other more and more. It made it a little bit easier that we have a lot of, great personalities in the locker room. A lot of guys, feed off of one another. We hang out, off the field. We've already had, a lot of events already this year where we're just getting together as a defense and talking. And, I feel like football is a lot more fun when you like one another.
Adrian, what about that? Like, whenever I hear that stuff, it always seems like, I'm not saying that it's not true, but it seems like you try to manufacture that stuff off the field and it doesn't really translate, but clearly it does. How does bonding off the field help you guys when it really matters on the field?
It's just a matter of trust, and if somebody getting on to you, holding you accountable, it's a lot easier when you actually like that person. When a person getting on you, it's out of love. It's not out of, nobody's trying to, lowball you or anything like that. So I think it's big when holding each other accountable when things go bad and go wrong within a game.
Adrian Amos is joining us. That makes sense to me. So as long as we're talking about the identity of the defense, you've said the team's celebrations on turnovers only deserve a grade of about a C so far.
Yeah.
What are you looking for from the fellas to get that grade up to an A?
Oh, man, we just have, come up with more stuff. But that's going to come with more plays we make. The more plays we make, the more celebrations we can come up with, and a lot more fun we're going to have. So, when we have off time in practice, we're not going to take practice time and do that. But when we have some, off time, we're going to think of a couple of things to, give a better show.
Good. All right, so the team made it very clear in the offseason you were a priority for them because of your ability, because of your football IQ, and because of your accountability. They made it very clear they wanted you to come in. They loved you. What made Green Bay feel like the right spot, though, for you?
Those things, they wanted me. It's an opportunity to come and be in a defense where I can be versatile. I can do multiple things, to help the team. Just to be able to show my skill set, and then a lot of guys that they've brought in, and then the characteristics of this team, and then we have a great generational quarterback that can get it done on that side as well. So I just feel like the sky's the limit for this team. We just have to, you know, keep plugging away one game at a time.
Generational quarterback's the best way to put that. As somebody who went up against Aaron Rodgers over the years, what's it like having him as your quarterback? And maybe are there things you've learned about him now as a quarterback that maybe you didn't even know before you arrived?
Man, I always knew, you know, he's a great quarterback. Just coming in, I think my first start ever was against Aaron. And, you know, it's just, you know, you just see the difference between him and other quarterbacks as far as the throws that, you know, he's able to make, how smart he is, too. But the thing that I learned just being here is just more of his personality. You know, sometimes he seems like shy or shut off with the media, but, you know, around the locker room, he's just like one of the other guys. He's, you know, talking and joking with everybody. One of the first players that greeted me when I came into the building was him. You know, he came and said, welcome to the team and everything. So that's what I, you know, would say I learned about him that I didn't know before I got here.
Adrian Amos is joining us, Green Bay Packers safety. You mentioned that was your first start. Look, as I said, you're a guy who's known for a football IQ. You're a guy who's known as somebody who spends a lot of time in the dark room putting the time in. But what was it like making your first NFL start against a generational quarterback?
It was a great opportunity. That was my first, you know, reality. I'm in the NFL now, playing against a guy like that. And, you hear stuff about, about disguising coverages and things because, you know, he knows when you're going to come down and, play a certain coverage when you're disguising and things like that. It just, it helped me to a different standard as far as, you know, how I have to be to a next level when it comes to the mental part of the game.
All right, so you've got Detroit coming up on Monday night. Obviously, you're familiar with Matthew Stafford. When you think about Stafford, you think about that great arm strength. We know this. Right. But you've talked about his athleticism. Do you think he gets enough credit for the athlete, for being the athlete he is?
No, I think that's not a thing that's talked about a lot. But, you know, I know playing against him over the years, he makes those scramble plays that, he breaking tackles and getting those first downs on them long third down situations that really, you know, aggravates a secondary and a defense, you know, that's extending plays and extending drives.
Now, a few weeks back, you hosted a bowling event to raise money for the Adrian Amos I'm Still Here Foundation, which benefits Alzheimer's awareness and research. I know it's a cause that means a lot to you. What kind of an impact has that had on you and your family?
Oh man, you just see somebody that's, you know, like the, you know, the pillar of the family that's always been a strong one and everything. And my grandmother, who, you know, has taken care of everybody, and then you see the shift that, you know, we have to take care of her, and the toll that it takes on the family, that, you know, the changes that happen, because it happens. It almost seems like it happens overnight when, you know, she loses her, you know, her ability to, you know, really, you know, function everyday processes as, you know, on her own, just as far as you have to help her, you know, brush her teeth in the morning and eat. So I just see the effect that it has on our family. So I know, you know, a lot of others are going through the same situation. So, you know, and I feel like I have the platform and the opportunities to help with that.
Adrian, one quick follow. In your situation, you know, for you to be where you are right now takes so much focus and so much attention, and I would imagine those around you understand this, that we have to let him do what he has to do, but you're also a guy that's going to lead from the front. So when you deal with this issue with your family and your grandmother, do you say to those around you, put it on me, put it on my shoulders, I want that? How do you approach it?
I think, you know, my family does a great job of, you know, they don't put too much, you know, pressure, you know, on me to do things like that. That's something that I want to do. Me and my grandma have always been close. So, you know, sometimes I maybe put too much on myself, you know, and they try to help steer me from that, doing that, you know, trying to put everything on myself because, you know, as being in the National Football League, this is a everyday grind. So, you know, we have a lot to do. So they try to, you know, at times, you know, to my not liking, they, you know, keep stuff away from me sometimes because, you know, they know I try to solve everything.
That's exactly what I was getting at. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
It's good family.
Yeah.
Adrian Amos, my guest, Green Bay Packers safety. They're 4-1 on the season, first place in the NFC North and a big game Monday night. Adrian, great to have you on the show. Really nice to talk to you for the first time. Good luck. Hope we can do it again soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Good job. Adrian Amos.